Just how easy is it to defraud your insurance company? John Machen from Leeds thought it was extremely easy. He invented a car accident with injuries and reported the crash over the phone.
Good morning, Fritz Motor Claims, Dean speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, mate. Do you want a registration?
Yes, please.
T498. I've just reversed my car into a lamppost. It's just nearly written it off. You know, I put it in reverse instead of first. And I was
okay.
Betting, and it's shot back, and it's proper. The car's knackered, really, basically.
Right.
So I just thought I'd just ring you and tell you. Can you do all?
Well, you and yours has been given exclusive access to this recording made as Mr. Machen talked to his insurer. As anyone that's ever called an insurance company will know, calls are recorded routinely.
Was there any injuries to anyone?
Well, everybody's got neck pain now. Even I've got it.
OK, and was there any police involved?
No.
Was there any witnesses to the incident?
No.
OK, now bear with me, so I'm just going to pop...
Well, there was only us three in car, so if one wants to be a witness, can they?
No, it wouldn't be anyone in the vehicle that would be able to...
Oh, right, no witnesses then, no.
OK, now, as you're fully aware that you're not covered for the repairs to your vehicle...
Oh, I know that, but I just thought... I know it's not that. I like to be all legal.
Yeah.
I just thought I'd ring the insurance company and just let them know what's happened. Yeah.
The call went on to establish that no other cars were involved, no ambulance was called, and no photographs were taken. And it was put down as what's called an information-only call. Mr. Machen claimed the two passengers in his car both suffered whiplash and put in insurance claims to that effect.
All right.
OK, sir, but is there anything else you would like to know while you're on the phone?
No, that's it, thank you.
OK, then, well, thank you very much for calling today.
Thank you, then.
Goodbye.
All right, bye.
And that's where Mr. Machen thought the call had ended. Except he didn't realise it hadn't. Mr. Machen hadn't put the phone down properly and his call was still being recorded.
Is that gone or what? I'll make you a rich man. I can make you a very rich man. If this is it, and if it all comes off this, I know it's going to take time, but when it comes to that time, right, this will make you a very, very rich man, I'm telling you. I won't have to go to work now, Mark. Oh, yes.
Two cars with three people in.
Oh.
Think about doing a fraudulent thing like when you've got two cars, because you only ever have three people in the car.
Now, the quality isn't great there, but having thought the call had ended, Mr. Machen turned to his friend and boasted how easy it was. "I'll make you a rich man," he said. They go on to discuss the money to be made by a fraud involving two cars, and that's only some of what they had to say. Well, listening to that is Detective Chief Inspector Dave Wood, who runs the specialist police unit called the Insurance Fraud Enforcement Department, or IFED. It's funded entirely by the insurance industry, and Mr. Machen is the unit's first conviction, all because of that call. Dave Wood, joining me from Derby. First of all, what did Mr. Machen do when you arrested him? What was his reaction?
Oh, good afternoon, Sherry, and good afternoon, the Radio 4 listeners. This was one of my favourite cases so far. We went live on the 3rd of January, but this, as Sherry said, was our first conviction. And I sent officers, we call ourselves IFED, which is short for our title, up to Leeds to interview Mr. Machen, which they did in the local police station. And once again, they sat through listening to his story about how he reversed the car and everyone was injured with neck pain. And also the bit I particularly like, that he likes to be all legal. And they challenged him, but he stuck to his story and said that he'd been through this before with the insurance company. Why am I doing it all again? Is that all you've got to say, Mr. Machen? The officer said. That's it. That's the truth. The officer said, Mr. Machen, would you like to listen to this recording? His face was a picture.
I bet it was. And so eventually he was convicted. What sentence did he get?
This wasn't bad for our first one. We were trying to get an indication. Bearing in mind, this is an attempt. He was trying to get around about £2,500 for himself. Obviously, he didn't get it. And he received 12 months imprisonment, which was suspended for a year, but also had to perform 200 hours community service. So for our first one, for an attempt, we're reasonably happy with that as a starting point.
But had he not accidentally failed to hang up, the insurance company may never have known, and it seems as though it was really easy.
There's a There's a problem that we face that it is seen by certain people that it's a soft touch to commit insurance fraud, and also certainly prior to IFED coming into being early this year, that you could have a go at something like this, and if you didn't get paid out, you got caught out like he had, then there was a chance that you probably wouldn't get arrested because forces are busy doing other stuff. And for something like this, where he hasn't got actually his hands on any loot, as it were, you can walk away. But that situation has changed now, and that's the message we're putting out. And that's why I'm pleased to be invited onto your programme to get the message out that it's no longer an easy soft touch, and that if you do commit an insurance fraud, there's every chance that an IFED officer will come knocking on your door. And I can say that so far we've been west to Cardiff, south to Southampton, east to Norwich and north to Newcastle and a lot of other places in between. I'm actually sitting here in your studios in Derby, where early this morning we executed search warrants in relation to what we think is a suspicious accident management company that's generating these claims that they may well have handled Mr. Machin's claim had he been in this area. And we've arrested three persons in relation to that. So we are starting to clamp down a little bit. Action maybe not been taken last year, but it's certainly been taken since IFED came into existence.
Now, I know you've made 135 arrests since January, but with these arrests, obviously they're going to go through the court system. Won't it mean that all your officers are actually in court next year and not out on the street arresting people?
Actually, sir, good point. The court system does involve producing case files and lots of paperwork and several hearings. In fact, we made an arrest on our first day, which was the 3rd of January, which I mentioned, and that chap is still in the court system. And there's another gentleman we arrested in Manchester in the second week of our existence. He's pleaded not guilty, and that trial is now set for January next year. So unfortunately, the court judicial process does take time. The wheels of justice turn slowly. However, we also do not only the extremely organised cases, but we do some smaller opportunistic ones, such as one that I was involved in, where a gentleman had taken a hammer to his laptop. He put it in for a claim. The company weren't quite happy with his story, a bit like turned out with Mr. Machin, it was false. They examined it and there were lots of circular marks you couldn't actually see until you forensically examined the laptop. Now, we dealt with him, but as he was suitable for what we call a police caution, that was the option we took for him, which is basically done and dusted on a day. However, he has to attend the police station, he has to be interviewed, he's got to admit the offence, but then his fingerprints, his DNA and photograph are then taken. So it's not a good idea, really. Whilst you might not end up in court, you don't really want to pick yourself up with a police caution and a record that stays with you for a few years.
Detective Chief Inspector Dave Wood from IFED, thank you.